And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A bombing at a checkpoint in Somalia killed at least 18 people, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Witnesses and officials said a large truck loaded with explosives detonated in the afternoon near a security checkpoint, damaging buildings. Speaking to VOA, Beledweyne District Commissioner Omar Aswan Aliso confirmed the attack and the death of a number of civilians. He said regional security forces who had been tipped off about the truck were in the middle of an inspection when it detonated. Aswan said three government soldiers and a number of civilians were killed in the attack. Many others were injured. Witnesses put the number of police officers killed at 5. Beledweyne Deputy District Commissioner Abdullah Saleh said the rescue operations were still in progress and could not give an exact number of injured. He expected the death toll to rise. The target of the attack is still unclear, but Saleh confirmed the explosive-laden truck was at a nearby taxation and security checkpoint. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Russia's top diplomat is lashing out at the U.S. and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international power structure. But Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov didn't directly discuss his country's war in Ukraine in his speech to the UN General Assembly. Quote, the U.S. and its subordinate Western collective are continuing to fuel conflicts which artificially divide humanity into hostile blocks and hamper the achievement of overall aims. They're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar world order, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said. Pope Francis is labeling the weapons industry as being a key, quote, martyrdom of Ukraine's people in Russia's war. And he says even the withholding now of weapons is going to continue their misery. Francis appeared to refer to Poland's recent announcement that it is no longer sending arms to Ukraine. Francis acknowledged he was frustrated that the Vatican's diplomatic initiatives hadn't borne much fruit, but he said beyond the Russian-Ukraine conflict was the weapons industry. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry has said Armenian fighters in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh have begun handing over their weapons following a military operation by Azerbaijan. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Russia's defense ministry said six armored vehicles, more than 800 guns, and about 5,000 units of ammunition had been handed over so far. The Armenians of Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as a part of Azerbaijan, were forced to declare a ceasefire on Wednesday. That's after Azerbaijan began what it called an anti-terrorist operation. It was in response to some of its troops being killed in what Azerbaijan said were attacks from the mountainous region. The future of Karabakh and its 120,000 ethnic Armenians now hangs in the balance. Azerbaijan says it wants to integrate the long-contested region. Ethnic Armenians say they fear they will be persecuted. Azerbaijan envisages an amnesty for Karabakh Armenian fighters who give up their arms.
The federal government appears to be headed toward a shutdown next week that will disrupt many services and squeeze government workers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Government funding expires October 1st, and with a standoff by House conservatives seeking sharp spending cuts, a spending bill may not be passed by the deadline. Federal agencies would be told to stop all their work that's deemed non-essential, and millions of federal employees, including military personnel, will not get their paychecks. A shutdown would also have far-reaching effects on government services like passport applications, firearm permits, and clinical health studies. People going to national parks would also likely see a lack of services. Social Security recipients would still get their monthly checks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held a rally in Toronto on Friday with Canadian Ukrainians, where both leaders stressed the importance of Ukraine's future victory in its conflict with Russia.
To become stronger and our freedom to get stronger, and it moves our unity to victory. Ukraine's victory. Canada's victory. People's victory.
Zelensky spoke to the Canadian Parliament seeking to bolster support from Western allies and later spoke with business leaders urging them to invest in Ukraine's reconstruction. At the rally, Zelensky thanked Canada and Ukrainians in Canada for their unity with Ukraine. Trudeau called the visit an opportunity to show Zelensky, quote, how strongly and unequivocally we stand with Ukraine, and announced an additional $650 million Canadian dollars over 3 years. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.